The car was stuck in mud. The road was rough. The farmer was carrying in his bullock cart a big load of apples. But somewhere on the rough road, the tailboard of the wagon became unfastened, and the apples were scattered, and he was not aware. The farmer was not aware. When the cart got stuck in the mud, he thought, he tried first to bring it out anyhow, but all efforts were in vain. So he thought, now I must unload my cart, then maybe I can get out. So he looked back. Hardly a dozen apples were left. The load was already unloaded. You can feel his misery. So that exasperated farmer made a remark that Sufi reports in his memoir. He said, stuck by heck, stuck and not a damned thing to unload. The only possibility was, if he can unload the cart, it can come out, but no, nothing to unload. Fortunately, you are not stuck in such a way, you can unload. Your cart is too much loaded. You can unload the mind. And the moment the mind is not there, you fly, you become capable to fly. This technique, to look into the clarity of the sky and to become one with it, is one of the most practiced. Many traditions have used this. And particularly for modern mind, it will be very useful. Because on earth, nothing is left. Nothing is left to meditate on earth, only the sky. If you look all around, everything is man-made. Everything is limited, with a bound, a limitation. Only the sky is still, fortunately, open to meditate. Try this technique, it will be helpful. But remember three things. Don't blink. Stare. Even if your eyes start to feel pain and tears come down, don't be worried. Even those tears will be a part of unloading. They will be helpful. Those tears will make your eyes more innocent and fresh, bathed. You just go on staring. Don't think about the sky. Remember the second point. You can start thinking about the sky. You can remember many poetries, beautiful poetries about the sky. Then you will miss the point. You are not to think about it. You are to enter it. You are to be one with it, because if you start thinking about it, again a barrier is created. You are missing the sky again, and you are again enclosed in your own mind. Don't think about the sky. Be the sky. Just stare and move into the sky, and allow the sky to move in you. If you move into the sky will move into you immediately. How you can do it? how you will do it, this moving into the sky. Just go on staring, more far away, more far away. Go on staring, as if you are trying to find the boundary. Move deep. Move as much as you can. That very movement will break the barriers. And this method should be practiced at least for 40 minutes. Less than that will not do, will not be of much help. And when you feel really that you have become one, then you can close. When the sky has entered in you, you can close the eyes. You will be able to see it within also. Then there is no need. So only after 40 minutes when you feel the oneness has happened and there is a communion and you have become part of it and the mind is no more, close the eyes and remain in the sky within. The clarity will help the third point. Enter such clarity. The clarity will help. The uncontaminated, unclouded sky. Just be aware of the clarity that are around you. Don't think about the clarity, the purity, the innocence. These words are not to be repeated. You have to feel them rather than think. And once you stare into the sky, the feeling will come. Because it is not on your part to imagine these things. They are there. If you stare, they will start happening to you. The sky is pure. The purest thing in existence. Nothing makes it impure. Worlds come and go. Earths are there and then disappear. And the sky remains pure. The purity is there. You need not project it. You are simply to feel it, to be vulnerable to it, so you can feel it. And the clarity is there. Allow the sky to happen to you. You cannot force it. You can only allow it to happen. All meditations are really allowing something to happen. Never think in terms of aggression. Never think in terms of forcing something. You cannot force anything. Really, because you have been trying to force, you have created all misery. Nothing can be. You can allow things to happen. Be feminine. Allow things to happen. Be passive. The sky is absolutely passive, not doing anything at all. Just remaining there. Just be passive and remain under the sky. Vulnerable, open. Feminine. With no aggression on your part. And then the sky will penetrate you. In summer, when you see the entire sky endlessly clear, enters such clarity. But if it is not summer, what you will do? If the sky is clouded, not clear, then close your eyes and just enter the inner sky. Just close your eyes. And if you see some thoughts, just see them as if they are floating clouds in the sky. Be aware of the background, the sky, and be indifferent to thoughts. We are too much concerned with thoughts and never aware of the gaps. One thought passes, and before another enters, there is a gap. In that gap, the sky is there. Whenever there is no thought, what is there? The emptiness is there. So if the sky is clouded, it is not summertime and the sky is not clear, close your eyes. Focus your mind on the background, the inner sky in which thoughts come and go. Don't pay much attention to thoughts, pay attention to the space in which they move. For example, we are sitting in this room. I can look at this room in two ways. Either I can look at you, so the space you are in, the roominess, the room you are in, I'm indifferent to it. I look at you. I focus my mind at you who are here, and not to the room in which you are. I can change my focus. I can look into the room, I become indifferent to you. You are there, but my emphasis, my focus is on the room. Then the total perspective changes. Just do this in the inner world. Look at the space. Thoughts are moving in it. Be indifferent to them. Don't pay any attention to them. They are there. Note it down, they are there. The traffic is moving on the street. Look at the street and be indifferent to the traffic. Don't look who is passing. Just know that something is passing and be aware of the space in which it is passing. Then the summer sky happens within. There is no need to wait for the summer, because our minds are such, they can find any excuse. They will say, the summer is not there. And even if the summer is there, the sky is not clear. The second technique, Sakti, see all space as if already absorbed in your own head in the brilliance. See all space as if already absorbed in your own head in the brilliance. Close your eyes for this technique. When you do it, close your eyes and feel as if the whole space is absorbed in your own head. It will be difficult in the beginning. It is one of the advanced techniques. So it will be good to proceed towards it in steps. Do one thing. If you want to do this technique, start in steps. First, while going to sleep, just ready to sleep, lie down on your bed. Close your eyes. feel where your feet are. If you are 6 feet or 5 feet, just feel where your feet are, the demarcation. Then just imagine one thing. You have become 6 inches long. Your feet has lengthened. It has become 6 inches long. Just with closed eyes you are feeling. In imagination you will feel that your feet has become 6 inches long. Then the second step, feel your head where it is, just inside. And then feel your head has also become 6 inches long. When you can feel this, everything will be easy. Then you make it more. You feel that you have become 12 feet long. Or you have filled the whole room. Now, in your imagination, you are touching the wall. You have filled the whole room. Then, by steps, feel the whole house has come within you. And once you know the feel, it is very easy. If you can grow 6 inches long, everything is easy then. If you can feel, you are not 5, you are 5-6. Now, nothing is difficult. This technique will be easy. For 3 days, go on feeling that. Then for 3 days more, feel that you have filled the whole room. Just a training of imagination. Then for 3 days, the whole house is within you. Then for 3 days, you have become the sky. Then very easy. Shakti, see all space as if already absorbed in your own head, in the brilliance. Then you can close your eyes and feel that the whole sky, the whole space is absorbed by your head. The moment you can feel this, the mind disappears. Because the mind needs a very narrow space. With such vastness, the mind cannot exist. It simply disappears. In such vastness, mind is impossible. Mind can only be narrow, limited. In such infinite space, there is no place for the mind to achieve. This technique is good. Suddenly, the mind explodes and the space is there. Within a 3-month period, you can feel this. Your whole life will be different. But grow towards it in steps. Because sometimes through this technique, people become crazy. They lose balance. It is so tremendous, the impact is so tremendous. Suddenly if you become aware that your head has absorbed the whole space, then you see stars moving within you, the whole universe. You may become dizzy. In many traditions, this technique is used very cautiously. One of the mystics of India, of this century, Ramatirtha, used this technique. And many suspect, many those who know, suspect, because of this technique, he committed suicide. For him it was not a suicide, because for him one who has known that the whole space has come within him. Suicide is impossible, it cannot happen. Nobody is there to commit suicide. But for others, for those who are watching from outside, it was a suicide. He started feeling that the whole universe is moving within him, within his head. His disciples thought that he is talking poetry. Then they started feeling that he has gone mad, because he started claiming that he is the universe and everything is within him. And then one day he just jumped from a mountain cliff into a river. Before jumping, he wrote a beautiful poem. The universe. Now this body I feel as a burden, unnecessary. So I give it back. Now no boundary is needed. I have become the unbounded Brahma. Someone with a psychiatric training will think he has gone mad. Just neurosis. But one who knows deeper dimensions of human consciousness will say he has become a mukta, an enlightened one. But to the ordinary mind, it is a suicide. With such techniques, there is danger. That's why I say, grow towards them gradually. Because you don't know, anything is possible. Sometimes you are not aware of your own potentiality. Sometimes you don't know how much you are ready, and something can happen. So do it in steps. First try your imagination with a small thing. Just the body has become bigger or has become smaller. You can go both the ways. You are 5, 6, feel you have become 4 feet, 3 to 1 feet. You have become just a seed. Just a training. Just a training that you can feel whatsoever you want to feel. Your inner mind is absolutely free to feel. Nothing can hinder it to feel anything. It is your feeling. You can grow and you can be small. Suddenly you become aware that it is you. And if you can work well through this, you can come out of your body very easily. If you can grow and become small through imagination, you are capable of coming out of your body. You simply imagine that you are standing outside of your body and you will stand. But not immediately. First work with a small step. And then when you feel that you are at ease and you don't become scared, then feel that you have filled the whole room. Actually, you will feel the touch of the wall. And then feel that the whole house has come within you. You will feel it within you. And then go on. Then by and by, let the scar be felt in the head. And once you feel the sky in your head, absorbed there, the mind simply disappears. It has no business there to do. For this technique, it is good to be with someone, to be with a teacher, or to be with a friend. Don't do it alone. Someone must be there to take care of you, to watch you. This is a school method, where many people are working in a school. It is very easy, less harmful, less dangerous. Because sometimes when the sky explodes within, for many days, you may not become aware of your body. You may not come out. You may be so absorbed in the feeling because time disappears. You cannot feel how much time has left. The body disappears. You cannot feel the body. You become the sky. Someone must take care of your body. Very loving care will be needed. So with a master or with a group, this technique is less harmful and less dangerous. And with a group who knows what is possible, what can happen, and what should be done, because if in such a state of mind you are suddenly awakened, you may go mad. Because time will be needed for your mind to come back. If suddenly brought back to the body, your nervous system cannot bear it. It is not made for that. It has to be trained. So don't do it alone. You can do it in a group with few friends, in a lonely place, and do it in steps, not suddenly. The third technique, waking, sleeping, dreaming, know you as light. Waking, sleeping, dreaming, know you as light. First, start with waking. Yoga and Tantra divide men's life of mind into three divisions. Life of the mind, remember, they divide mind into three divisions: waking, sleeping, dreaming. These are not the divisions of your consciousness. These are the divisions of your mind. And the consciousness is the fourth. They have not given any name to it in the East. They call it simply the fourth, Turiya. These three have names. These are the clouds. They can be named. Clouds. A sleeping cloud, a dreaming cloud. They are all clouds. And the space in which they move, the sky, is unnamed, left simply as the fourth. Western psychology has become only recently aware of the dreaming dimension. Only really with Freud, dreaming became important. But with Hindus, this is one of the most ancient concepts. that you cannot know a man really unless you know what he is doing in his dreams. Because whatsoever he is doing in his waking hours is more or less bound to be acting false. Because in the waking state of his mind, he is forced to do many things. He is not free. The society is there, rules are there, moralities are there. He is constantly struggling with his own desires, suppressing them, modifying them, molding them in the mold the society allows to. And the society never allows you to be your total being. It chooses. That's what a culture means. Culture means a choice. So every culture is a conditioning of certain things and a denial of certain things. So your total being is not accepted anywhere. It is not nowhere. Certain aspects are accepted here. Certain aspects are expected there, in this country or that. But nowhere the total human being is accepted. So the waking consciousness is bound to be false, pseudo, artificial, forced. You are not real there, just actors, not spontaneous, manipulated. Only in dream you are free. Only in dream you are authentically yourself. You can do whatsoever you like in your dream. No one is concerned. You are alone. No one can penetrate. No one can look into your dreams. And no one is bothered. What you do in your dreams, it is your business. No one is concerned. They are absolutely private. Because absolutely private and related to no one, you can be free. So unless your dreams are known, your real self cannot be known. Hindus have been aware of it. Dreams must be penetrated. But they are still clouds. Private, of course. More free. But still clouds. And one has to go beyond them also. These three states, waking, sleeping and dreaming. Dreaming became very primary with science. Now sleeping has been touched. Now many sleep labs are working in the West to know what sleep is. Because this seems to be very strange that we don't know what sleep is. What happens really to you in sleep is not yet known scientifically. And if we cannot know what sleep is, it will be difficult to know what man is. Because one third of his life he will be sleeping. One third of life, if you are going to live 60 years, 20 years, you will be sleeping. It is such a major part. What you are doing while you are asleep. Something mysterious is on, and it is so essential that life is not possible without it. So something deep is happening, but you are not aware. Waking, you are a different person. Dreaming, you are again a different person. In deep sleep, you are again a different person. You can't remember even your name while deep asleep. You don't know whether you are a Mohammedan or a Christian or a Hindu. Out of your deep sleep, you can't answer who are you, rich or poor. No identity, no image. In the waking layer, you exist with the society. In the dreaming layer, you exist with your own desires. In deep sleep, you exist with nature, deep in the womb of nature. And yoga and tantra say that only beyond these three, you exist in Brahma, in the cosmic whole. So these three must be crossed, passed, transcended. There is one difference. The Western psychology is interested in studying these states now. Eastern seekers were interested in these states, but not in studying them. They were interested only how to transcend them. This technique is a transcendental technique. Waking, sleeping, dreaming, know you as light. Very difficult. You have to start with waking. How can you remember in dreaming? Can you create a dream consciously? Can you manipulate a dream? Can you have your own dreams of your own wishes? You cannot. How important man is. You cannot even create a dream of your own. That too happened to you. You are helpless. But there are certain techniques through which dreams can be created. And those techniques are very helpful in transcending, because if you can create, then you can transcend. But one has to start with waking. While waking, moving, eating, working, remember yourself as light, as if in your heart a flame is burning. And your body is nothing but the aura around the flame. Imagine it, in your heart a flame is burning, your body is nothing but a light aura around the flame. Your body is just a light around the flame. Allow it to go deep within your mind and your consciousness. Imbibe it. It will take time. But if you go on thinking about it, feeling it, imagining it, within a certain period, you can remember it the whole day while waking. Moving on the street, you are a flame moving. No one else will be aware of it in the beginning. But if you continue it, after 3 months, others will also will become aware. And only when others become aware, you can be at ease now. Don't say to anyone. Simply a flame, and your body is just the aura around it. Not a physical body, but an electric body, a light body. Go on doing it. If you persist within 3 months, or somewhere near about, others will become aware that something has happened to you. They will feel a subtle light around you. When you will come near them, they will feel a different warmth. If you touch them, they will feel a fiery touch. They will become aware that something strange is happening to you. Don't say to anyone. And when others become aware, now you can feel at ease. Now you can enter the second step, not before it. The second step is to take it into dreaming. Now you can take it into dreaming. It has become a reality. Now it is not an imagination. Through imagination you have uncovered a reality. It is real. Everything consists of light. You are light, unaware of the fact. Because every particle of matter is light. The scientists say it consists of electrons. It is the same thing. Light is the source of all. You are also condensed light. Through imagination, you are simply uncovering a reality. Imbibe it. And when you have become so filled with it, you can carry it into dreams, not before it.